So time for a few of your tweets then now for Derek Warwick. Thanks a lot for this, Derek. And a few of these are more serious than others, so I'm warning you there. First one then from Podkin1 asking, Derek, what are your plans for the BRDC? Anything in particular now that you're president, of course?
My plans for the BRDC is to keep it going on an even keel that it's doing at the moment. I think Damon over the last 5 years has definitely brought the BRDC into the 21st century. In terms of, I think now the young drivers like to be a part of our club. It's not just the Blue Blazers. And to see Silverstone get investment in the circuit and turn Silverstone into a circuit that racing drivers love driving on, but also spectators like coming. So I think just giving everybody the experience at Silverstone, and if we find the investment, things like a museum, getting the spectators closer to the new wing, doing a Walk of Fame, having a couple of hotels, et cetera, that would bring Silverstone into the best racing venue in the world by far.
No, it is looking brilliant with the new wing and everything. Great stuff there. Well done to you as well, Derek, on that one. Here's one from Juan DS1, and he's asking, Derek, what did you think of Ayrton Senna practically stopping you from grabbing a Lotus seat for the 1986 Formula One season? Did you take it as a sort of backhanded compliment?
If you've been asking me this question January the 1st, 1985, 1986,
yeah.
I would have probably mustered up a few swear words. but now when I look back, I think I hold him in greater admiration, because someone that can withstand the negative press that he was getting, because I had a lot of British press that were completely trying to destroy Ayrton in that decision, but he stuck by his guns, and at the end of the day, Lotus could only build one number one car, and had I been in the team, I think there would have been confusion as to who they wanted to support because of being a British team and stuff. So Ayrton knew that. He knew that I was quite a dominant force, and I'd like to think that he thought that I would be quick enough to give him some problems. So a backhanded compliment, I now believe it was, yes.
Okay, then here's a good one from Motors TV, and they're asking, following on from something we were asking before Christmas, do you think we'll ever see another driver named Derek in Formula One?
Well, I don't know. I've just, on the 28th of December, I had a new grandson. And he's only 10 days old, but boy, he looks quick. He's not Derek, but I can change his name to Derek if you want.
Well, congratulations. It's nice to hear.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Derek, just one more. This is from me, more from a fan point of view more than anything else, and it's round 12 of the 1998 British Touring Car Championship. You were driving for 888 and Vauxhall, of course, and the Vectra. Fantastic motor race, perhaps my favourite ever single motor race. Magical stuff. Nigel Mansell was involved that day as well, of course. How clearly do you remember that afternoon?
Very, because you know the car wasn't particularly good in them days. The Vectra wasn't brilliant. And obviously, it was wet, it was slippery, it was difficult, racing against, someone that, I still hold is one of the greatest, British racing drivers, one of the greatest, not the greatest, one of the greatest, in Nigel Mansell. And to have him on the last corner of the last lap and go onto the rostrum, it's touring cars. I don't normally talk about touring cars. I kind of try and erase it from my mind, because for me, Formula One was Formula One. I had a great time in sports cars, winning the World Championship in Le Mans. I hated every minute in touring cars. 300 horsepower, front-wheel drive, bloody boring.
Fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult for a Grand Prix driver to step into a front-wheel drive 300 horsepower car and make a difference. Where he makes a difference is when we used to qualify in Formula One with one-lap qualifiers, 1,300 horsepower, and downforce that breaks your neck. That's what I will remember and be very proud of being a part of, to be honest.
Yeah, indeed. No, I see your point there, and completely understandable as well. Although the BTCC, I've got a soft spot for that, I must admit, in particularly in the 1990s. It was fantastic to watch, wasn't it? It was great TV entertainment there.
I still watch it. I still love it. Triple Eight UK are going to make a big announcement tomorrow at the All Sports Show. So I still get very close to Ian Harrison, and of course I'm involved with the Triple Eight team down in Australia with the Aussie V8s. So that's a part of my team as well. So no, I'm not undermining touring cars. I just think that Formula One was a different level.